Psalm 24, beginning at verse number 7. Amen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? Who is he, sir?
The Lord strong and mighty.
Yes, sir.
The Lord mighty.
Yes, sir.
In battle.
Yes.
Lift up your heads,
yes, sir.
O ye gates.
Yes, sir.
Even lift them up,
yes,
ye everlasting,
yes,
doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Yes.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts.
Who is it?
He is,
yes, sir. Who is it?
The King of glory.
Who is it? Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. The message, yes, today is lift up,
yes, sir,
your heads. Now take note that it's lift up your heads, plural. Amen. Psalm 24 is a professional liturgy celebrating the Lord's entrance into Zion. It was composed either for the occasion when David brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, when it had been at the home of Obed-Edom. God had blessed the home of Obed-Edom. David brings this Ark of the Covenant after one unsuccessful attempt.
Yes, sir.
He brings it into Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And as he comes,
yeah,
into Jerusalem,
yeah,
he begins to shout and praise God.
Yes, sir.
He shouted out of his clothes.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Then there are those who says, well, it's for the festival that commemorates this event. Well, in either case, amen, there was celebration. The church has long used this psalm in celebration of Christ's ascension into the heavenly Jerusalem and into the sanctuary on high. But on today, we want to use this psalm to celebrate the occasion of us going into 2018. Amen. The Lord has brought us into the year of 2018. The good and gracious God reigns as the great King over all the earth. Amen. Psalm 24 is the third psalm in a trilogy. Psalm 22, 23, and 24. In each, there is the presentation of the King. I feel like preaching. Hallelujah. In Psalm 22, we see the King as a suffering servant. Hallelujah. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Psalm 23, we see him as the great shepherd of the sheep. But in Psalm 24, we see him as the great King of glory. Amen. To whom we are to open our hearts and celebrate him. I would have you to note that the great King is not a disinterested participant in the lives of his people. To the contrary, amen, to the contrary, he is deeply involved in every aspect of our lives. And I'd ask you to take note that it says lift up your heads, for he's talking to his people. Amen. His people. I want us to know that God cares. Even when we are experiencing the down times of life, God knows and God cares. Amen. And in 2017, we have had some exhilarating highs, but we've also had some debilitating lows. But in the midst of them all, God has been faithful. Amen. God has been faithful. But sometimes we need to realize that even when we're having our down times, that God is faithful. Isaiah says of our Lord that he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And then, amen, when he talks about him in relationship to his son, he says in that Isaiah 53 and verse number 4, that the son was smitten of God and afflicted. Amen. Can you imagine that the father smites the son? But it was rather he had to smite him or smite us. And because of his great love for us, he laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Amen. I would have us to know that events hurt, but God is still in control. Amen. When I say that and you look at me, I tell you, you simply need to look at history. Amen. Amen. Look at what he says. Amen. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. I'm talking about history now. Amen. I'm talking about going back to the beginning. Amen. For he, God, has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. And then the question is posed, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Can I tell you, that's a prepared place for prepared people. Amen. Not everybody can stand in his holy place. Have I got a witness? Only those that have clean hands and a pure heart.
Yes, sir.
Can't you hear Jesus saying, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. Unequivocally, they shall see God. Amen, amen, amen. Verse 3 relates to the plural of heads. It's the Lord's people, those that have clean hands and a pure heart, those that have guiltless actions and those that have the right attitude, those that love the Lord and they don't mind letting you know they love the Lord. Amen. There are those that have been blessed by the Lord and they don't mind telling you. Amen. I've been blessed by the Lord. Amen. I've come this far by faith. Amen. There are those that would have you to believe that they are here because of what they know. You will never know enough. You'll never be smart enough. But if you trust in the Lord, he knows how to bring you round the curves, over the hills, and bring into his presence. And I don't know whether you know it or not, but in his presence there is the fullness of joy. Oh, can I go ahead and preach? In verse 5, you will find that he says, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness. Amen. Righteousness is the fruit of our vindication. Righteousness means that God has taken our sin. Talk to me, somebody. He has taken our sin and given us his righteousness. Amen. I would have you to note, my brothers and sisters, we have a relative righteousness. But relative righteousness will never be good enough. Amen. Amen. Because if I miss in one point, if I offend in only one point, I'm guilty of the whole thing. But when God gives me a righteousness, he covers all of the bases. And so when I can tell you that we have the fruit of vindication, the righteous treatment from a faithful God. Amen. He, the Bible said, who knew no sin, became sin that we might become the righteous of God. I don't know whether that means anything to you or not, but I'm able to say hallelujah. Amen. I can come into his presence with a joy that the world didn't give to me. And the world can't take it away. Doesn't matter how bad things might be. The joy that the Lord gives us is able to sustain us. Have I got a witness? And then he tells us this with specificity. This is the generation of them that, it's in your Bible, that seek him. Amen, amen. Not everybody's looking for him. Amen. Not everybody is a seeker. Amen. We act like we're looking for the Lord, but amen. Where are you looking for him? I got to tell you something. You're not going to find him at Joe's Bar and Grill. Amen. You might look for him, but if you're not looking for him, amen, beginning in Genesis and go through Revelation, you're looking in the wrong place. But if you look where he is, he reveals himself to us in his word. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the generation, when we talk about a generation of people with certain characteristics, thus not limited to the Exodus generation. Do you know that for Israel, there were those that continuously held on to Moses, but they had to know that when Joshua came, there was a new generation. There were some who never knew Moses. Amen. But you got to know one who is greater than Moses. And I stopped by to tell you, there's one that is greater than Moses that's on the scene. If you know him, you need not worry about your salvation. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. The old folk didn't have much education, not great in theology, but they knew the Lord. Amen. They would tell you, he's bread when you're hungry. Amen. Amen. They didn't get that from the seminary. Amen. They got that from Kneebone College. Amen. He's a doctor in a sick room. Amen. You can't say that till you've been sick. Amen. And the doctor came in and fixed it. Amen. I'm talking about Dr. Jesus. Amen. 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 I got to tell you, even when we use the doctors, and he has given them great experience and knowledge. Amen. But they can only do, amen, what he allows them to do. Amen. But there is a time when the doctor says, well, I've done all I can do. Amen. So you just got to pray. And isn't it amazing when the doctor says, I've done all that I can do? That's when the great doctor steps in. He knows how to raise us up. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And then we get to verse 7. Amen. And the text says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Another translation for that is, open up, ancient gates. Open up, ancient doors. And let the King of Glory enter. And that's really the message for 2018. Your head might have been bowed down. Amen. Isn't it amazing how when you go through stuff, amen, that stuff sucks it out of you. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. Been there. Amen. It sucks it out of you. But when it seems like it has sucked all of it out of you, lift up your head. Open up. Let the King of Glory, let him come in. And when you open up and let the King of Glory comes in, he knows how to change.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The demographics.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When it seemed like you can't make it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He comes in and everything seems so much better.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I can go back to the old folk again and let them tell you. Amen. The old folks that have looked at my hands and they looked new, looked at my feet and they did too. Well, the truth of the matter is they were looking at the same hands and they were looking at the same feet, but they were seeing them in a different perspective. When the Lord comes into your life, he changes your perspective. Amen. When you say, I can't do it, amen, he lets us know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For those, and this is the one that I really love. Amen. You've got those who are so cultured and dignified, and we want to be able to present ourselves always as the cream of society. When the Holy Ghost gets into them, amen, when they start waving their hand and they start running in the pulpit, running down the aisle, get in the choir stand and they start shouting, I said, look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Look what Jesus will do. Amen. He puts purpose in your life. Amen. There are those of us who've been hurt, but God is a good God. Yes, amen. Worthy to be praised. Amen. When I've been hurt, he knows how to nurse my hurt.
That's right.
Amen. He's so amazing when he talks about entering into the final kingdom. Amen. He said, and I will wipe away your tears. Amen. For many things he delegates. But when it comes to wiping away our tears, amen. He's not going to delegate that to anybody. He's going to do that himself. Amen. He's going to wipe every tear we've shed. He's going to give reality real meaning. Amen. 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 Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Have I got a witness? Amen. Lift up your head, ye everlasting doors. Open up. Let him in. When you let him in, he makes all things well. So the question is posed, then
who is
this King of glory? I'm so glad that the scripture is able to give us an answer.
Yes.
Who is he?
Who is
he's the Lord strong and mighty.
Yes.
He's the Lord mighty. Mighty in battle. Amen. The thing that I love about really, in another translation, it doesn't say mighty, it says invincible. He is invincible. Does not matter what comes against you, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. Lift up your head. Don't worry. Yeah, you've been through some things, but the invincible God is standing with you. And I got to tell you, amen, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Have I got a witness? Amen. When you start joying in him, amen, my joy comes not from what I see on television. My joy comes not from what the movies tell me. My joy comes not from the looking at what somebody tells me on Facebook. Amen. My joy comes from my relationship with him. When he comes into my life, he changes my life. He gives me a new perspective. And see, nobody knew that better than David. Amen. David had sinned and had gone away from the Lord. Amen. But when it was made known to David, David, you are the man. And I wish I had time to go through that, but I don't want to take you there. But I want you to know that David had sinned, amen, with Bathsheba. Amen. But the Lord will not let you stay in your sinful condition. Amen. That's why I tell preachers all the time, preach. Amen. Even at a funeral, preach. Amen. I know we want to be placated, amen, with a message that excites our emotion, but does nothing for our salvation. But you need to know the truth, because it's the truth that sets you free. You want to be a better person? Know the truth. When I know what the truth is, I can stand on the truth. Amen. Nathan came to David and said, David, you sinned. You're the man. But you know what David did? Amen. David, with sackcloth and ashes, went into the temple and said, oh Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. And if you renew the right spirit within me, then I can cause transgressors. I can teach them your way. But I got to tell you, if you have not been cleansed, this might as well go ahead. If you haven't been washed in the blood of the Lamb, if you don't know that you know that you know, you know, you got folks that say, I know, but you really don't know. But when you've been there, done that, and the Lord brought you out more than a conqueror, you're able to say, it's only the Lord. Amen. David had some ups and David had some downs, but David knew it was all about the Lord.
Yeah.
Have I got a
witness here? It would be easy to take you back, amen, when they were in the valley of Elah. Amen. When there was a 9 foot nine man, said, send me a man. I can tell you how God blessed David when nobody else would want to fight the great giant Goliath. David looked at the giant and said, who is this that will come against the living God? David said, I'll fight the giant. Can I go ahead and preach? Bible said somebody told the king. David said he'll fight the giant. And the king said, well, you need to put on my armor and you need my sword. But David said, I can't use these because I haven't proved them. So David went down to the brook and picked up 5 smooth stones. Now David is going on the battlefield. Have I got a witness here? Said, here is a giant that stands 6 cubits and a span. That's 9 feet 9 inches tall. And here is a little shepherd boy with a slingshot in his hand. But David said, you come at me with a sword and a spear. I come to you in the name of my God. David took his swing. Let his swing fly, and the stone whip right in into the middle of the giant's head. David stood at to look at him as he fell on his back. David ran to him, took out his own sword, cut off his head, and marched into town. What are you saying, Amos? I'm trying to get you to see that promise that has been in that promise to you. Is that the problem you've had? God will let you take the sword from your problem, cut off your problem's head, and then go marching. And I got a witness here who were able to open up. If I got a witness here, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. I don't know about you, but when the King of glory comes into your life, I heard old folks say, who put shouting in your feet, and I got a witness here, clapping in your head, when the King of glory comes in. Down and out, don't know what I'm gonna do. But when the King of glory, comes in, everything is all right. And I got a witness now. The King of glory, who is the King of glory, strong and mighty. And I got a witness here. How do I know the King of glory is mighty in battle? You gotta preach it out. Somebody said, how do you know he's mighty in battle? Can I take you back to the book of Genesis? The Bible tells me, Genesis 3:15, and I got a witness that the serpent will bruise the heel. Now I got a witness, but I want you to know my God is going to bruise his head. Now I got a witness, I wouldn't know it unless I go to Calvary. Oh, yes. The Bible says, I got a witness, my mighty King took a violin. They beat him, they marched him, and we got a witness, and finally they can't place him on a cross that was meant for another man. Isn't it amazing? He preached from somebody else's pulpit. He went to a cross that belonged to another man. and grace by my team. The Bible says, God, excuse me, boy, if I live inside, if I come, they put a cross on his shoulder. He went up a hill called Golgotha. They nailed his feet, they beat his feet, they stretched him wide. In a bar of grain. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stayed there. And I got a witness till Sunday morning. And I got to let you know. Hey, 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 hey. Sunday morning. But he got up my justification. And I've never seen. So I said, open up, open up my door. I'm able to walk in.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Would you stand? If you're here today and have not made peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, Amen. The doors are open. He opened them up. Hallelujah. On Calvary. And then gave a divine invitation that said, whosoever. Hallelujah. If you're here,